the landmarks that Sherman left during his march. And we have a good bit of Sherman's property that he left. I consider it his property because he could have destroyed it if he seen fit, but we have an old house down here at Jacksonburg Bridge that was left for Sherman, and over here out from Sylvania, there's an old smokehouse and a house that he left to prove that he didn't burn up everything.
Could you tell me some stuff about your wife?
Well, my wife, I consider one of the best cooks in Georgia, and she's...
Maybe you could tell me, what would you say her occupation is?
Well, she's a housewife, and a good one.
How long have you been married?
Well, that's... 50. I'll have to get her to answer that question.
51 years.
51 years, she says.
Okay, and does she go to any special church?
Well, she's a Baptist.
Is that why you made such a point about your grandfather? Just to tease her a little bit?
I'm a Methodist.
I know. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
No.
How old is your wife?
73.
She's 73. Will be next her next birthday, which will be in June the 18th.
Did your wife get to go to school?
She did.
And how far did she get?
I just finished 8th grade.
8th grade.
And how about reading and writing? Does she have any special magazines she likes?
No, I don't. I don't do much reading now. Kind of, I have bad glaucoma in my eyes, and I can't read much.
You want me to answer that? She doesn't do much reading. Her eyes have been bad for a number of years, and I think that she likes church papers, magazines.
So she saves the reading for you.
That's right.
Does your wife have any special friends here in the town, or the same as you?
Well, I think she has all the friends in town that I have.
Okay. Where was your wife born?
Waynesboro, Georgia.
And that's right here in Scriven County.
Burke County.
That's in Burke County.
Burke County. Right.
And any special stories you have about your wife's parents or grandparents?
I don't know very much about my wife's people.
Okay. Suppose I called you on the telephone and I said, well, Mr. Clifton, I can't get down to Hiltonia, but I would like you to tell me, what's it like? Is it a big city? Is it country? Is it farms? Is it factories? See if you could sort of paint a picture in words for me what Hiltonia is like, since I can't get there to see it. What would you tell me?
Well, Hiltonia is a pretty nice little place. We have 3 churches, and we have a telephone we have a telephone center there, and we have a good many stores. We have 3, I believe, nice stores in Hiltonia. We can get most anything from those stores that we need. And we have a water system which supplies a little city with water, and we have 3 parsonages, our preachers, they live in Hiltonia,